Black Compass Media, salute to everybody tuning in, everybody pulling up, pardon self for a little delay. We back, we live, we in the building. Hit the likes, number one. Hold on real quick. Hit the likes. Happy Thanksgiving, I don't really celebrate the concept. I like Thanksgiving, like food and all that, but the idea behind Thanksgiving, I don't really fuck with, but hit them likes. Hold on real quick. BJ, what up? Detroit in the building. Rob, what up? In Jesus' name, what up? You said, where's Cola? Cola here, man. Cola, just handling some shit, you know? Everybody don't be always available for these shows. Roberto, what up? What up? Hit the likes. Chicago, what up? Mike the Great. Oh, Drew, what up? Tay Watts, what up? Okay. Melanin X, what up? New Orleans in the building. Okay, y'all heavy in the comments right now. Listen, man, I got Bill Collector pulling up. Bill Collector, he want to get his shit off. So, you know what I mean? We're going to let Bill Collector get his shit off. But in the meantime, before we let Bill Collector get his shit off, it's a lot going on right now. I ain't going to lie. It's a lot going on right now. Oh, yeah, you know I'm all, you know, what's up, man? You know I'm always working, man. I got to, man. They said Yoshi G just canceled her battle. What you mean? What? Yoshi canceled her battle? Hold up. Yoshi canceled her battle? Where she cancel her battle at? Yo, what up? Ace, what up? Volume, what we doing? We finna pull up the volume card right now. Hold on. We finna pull up this volume card right now. Yoshi not battling Pharaoh? That's cat. I don't believe that. Respectfully, Yoshi ain't got the pull like that, man. Respectfully. She ain't backing out no battle. Yo, Rich Hustle, what up? My God, Rich Hustle, what up? Oh, yeah, you know we finna watch that. You know we finna watch that Kid Slay. You know we finna watch that. I gotta see that. I ain't really like the beat. Okay. Yoshi right here. Hold up, man. Let me read this out real quick. Hold on. Matter of fact, let me put this on the screen. Yoshi kind of went off a little bit. Hold on. Let me get this. Yoshi G says, battle rap has almost stole my love for hip-hop. My self-esteem, my reputation through my thought brand. Through my thought brand, that's a crazy, like, we branding thoughts now, like, that's just crazy, this is the era we in, whatever. Through my thought brand and my pen, my love to rap, it's the most negative, critical world I've ever been in. I've never been called ugly until battle rap. Okay, well, I understand that, if you say it. Okay. I can't be honest or vulnerable about any flaws or insecurities, as it's held against you and it's used as a way to tear you down. Criticism and hate, attention, and lack of privacy is the price of fame. I cannot change that. Some people want the attention or money or fame so much that they can't at least have the attempt to deal with the bad side, the price. I'm not those people. And if you're tuning in, I'm reading what Yoshi kind of going on a rant. I know that I'd rather have a little piece of privacy than to continue on in a world that will lead once lost girl like me into self-destruction. I don't like how everything I post becomes a blog for something. I miss just posting for my people. I miss not being a story laughed at, called ugly, my pen questioned, my privacy is compromised. This is why I'm not interested in being a public figure. Sorry, I think this isn't healthy for me. Blessings. I've never asked to be popular. I legit just wanted to share my art. In doing so, I hope that I made an impact. This game at the top is so cutthroat, evil, and dog-eat-dog. I miss being happy with under 100K followers out of the radar. I'm strong, but never strong enough to deal with this most organized attempts to bring me down. I mean, I may be. I don't have to. I choose not to. Oh, yeah, that's a big fact. Hold the phone. Hold up. Before we even start anything, rest in peace to my mom, man. That's a fact. Big facts, man. Rest in peace. Number one, Yoshi. I'm not going to lie, Yoshi. You signed up for this. You a rapper, this will come with it. This will come with being a rapper. And on top of that, you quote unquote a thot. That's your brand. I'm not calling you a thot. I never did anything, never had any interactions with you or anything like that. It's always been professional. I'm not calling you a thot. That's your brand. That is your brand. You got to live with that. You're going to call yourself a ratchet. You got to live with what come with being a ratchet. You know what I mean? People going to, they're going to really, you know what I mean? You got to stop this, Yoshi. I ain't going to lie. I understand your mental health. I support, salute. I completely understand. But a lot of the times you put yourself up to this shit. You know what I mean, Yoshi? You put yourself up to this shit, man. Oh, yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, that's a fact, man. My man Primo, $5. Salute, Black Compass. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, yes, sir. My mom passed away 2 years ago, November 18th. Was death anniversary. But salute to everybody, yeah, tuning in. You know what I mean? It's definitely losing a parent. It's definitely something that's hard. Anybody that's going through that, anybody that, you know what I mean, lost a parent and they want to tap in, holla at me. You know what I mean? It's definitely hard, you know, but holla at me. We get through it. But let's talk real quick. Let's talk. They say Yoshi's retiring. I don't think Yoshi's retiring. I think Yoshi is just feeling the pressure of when you battle, I think Yoshi just feeling the pressure of when you battle twice and you lose one of them bitches and they on your ass. It's a wrap. Salute, champ. Has Black Compass ever considered going into podcasting like Hoffa has? Y'all got a great crew and chemistry. Yeah, we actually working on that. Actually, to be honest with you, I'm going to keep it a stack. We was working on that before COVID. Like, we had a whole little rollout, you know, with Posey, Drizzy, Colt. We had, like, a whole little rollout. So, I mean, now that the world is kind of getting normal again and shit like that, we're going to put something together, man. We're going to do some crazy shit. We might do a live podcast type in person at one of these venues, one of the big events. We might do something live. You know what I mean? Cedric says, salute, Polo. Lost my grandma November 20th, 2 years ago. Yeah, that's a fact, man. Salute. Rest in peace to your grandma. I mean, I think it's best for Yoshi, man. I think that's the best thing Yoshi could do right now, man. I think the best thing Yoshi could do right now is take a break. I mean, take a break. I feel like, you know, the caution battle was nasty, but I like Yoshi, man. I think Yoshi cool. I just think Yoshi need to stop the crybaby shit, man. You top tier now. Unfortunately, you'll never go back to having under 1,000 followers. It's the light you put yourself in. You got to live with that, man. Like, you really do. I'm not putting myself on any kind of scale or anything like that, but like when I be outside, I'm not gonna lie, people definitely stop me. They run down on me, all kind of shit, all the time, anywhere I go. And in the beginning, it was weird, but after I just got used to it. Yo, people just showing love, whether it's good or bad. You just gotta get used to it, you know? And you just gotta make yourself stronger, Yoshi. Come on, man. Cut it out, Yoshi. You've been talking about being a thot for your whole time here. Don't get nervous now. Listen, man, I wanna watch this real quick though. I want to watch this real quick, man. Hitman Holla going crazy. Hold watch up. Football, all season. Whoa. Long, live and cable free with YouTube TV. Pardon, so. Whoa. Hold on. My fault. My camera all discombobulated. Hold on. Hold on real quick. Pardon, so. I done knocked my camera out. My bad. All right, I'm back. I done knocked my camera out. Hold on now. I got to see something real quick. I want to see this. They said Hitman going crazy. I definitely got to see that. Hold up.
They know that. Don't play with me. I give back to the culture every chance I get, I give back to the culture some way. And niggas got to question me, a battle rap pioneer, over a fucking blogger who don't do shit but talk bad about y'all and bring negative light on the culture. It could be so many stars and celebrities could be looking at this shit like, damn, battle rap don't even support battle rap. Why should mainstream come support? Y'all don't even support y'allself. They don't understand that shit though. crab in a bucket ass mentality. The fuck is you complaining about? You niggas getting on that Thomas, that should have been free. The fuck is you talking about? Nigga, we spent $1 million shooting this shit. And you mad because I want to recuperate money? What kind of dumbass shit is that? I'm sick of these goofies, bro. I'm just sick. That's why when I only get like this in battle rap. On MTV, I never get this mad. On BET, I never get this mad. Doing whatever the fuck else I'm doing, I never get this mad until dealing with battle rap. Because they so fucking small-minded, that's the reason battle rap ain't did shit in 12 years and stayed where the fuck it was at. How the fuck we got all these talented battle rappers and all these investors? We had the number one damn near biggest rapper ever bring light to the culture. Why the fuck battle rap ain't moved yet? You had Drake putting his own money in his pocket to give to y'all. Why the fuck battle rap still ain't moved?
They complain about that. They complain about everything. And then get mad when ain't nothing going, ain't no motion, then they get mad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, battle rap ain't gonna move out, but it's the voices that y'all let be voices. Cause I don't wanna, I just wanted to clear this out right now, but the love overpowered the hate though. But what I'm saying is the difference between the love and the hate is the love is coming from the fans and the hate is coming from the people who got voices in battle rap. So we fighting ourselves. Hitman holler. Y'all talking to me, not none of them niggas who come back to battle rap for a bag when they career done. This is a nigga who started from battle rap and never left battle rap. How could you ever side out something I'm doing for battle rap? But let these other niggas just run in here and take the money from the culture that y'all spend that don't give a fuck about battle rap. What sense do that make? Idiots. You niggas are goofies, bro. That's why I don't come around no more. Because I've been and got a lawsuit, bro. I've been to hurt one of these niggas, bro. These niggas are goofies. And y'all let this shit ride. Y'all let these bloggers make money off y'all and don't give nothing back to the culture but negativity. And that shit cool with y'all. But a nigga who just spent $1 million with no help. I'm talking about my partner ain't had no motherfucking investor. We ain't have Home Depot, McDonald's pay for this shit. Put $1 million in battle rap. Ask the 19 motherfuckers that was on the show. Ask them how good they got treated. Sprinters and black trucks, Escalades, how they rolled. Ain't paid for nothing. Clubs, bottles after sections, living in life. $2,000 to rap for 1 minute. Like, don't play with me. I'm not one of them. Name me somebody that did that for y'all. Fuck is you niggas talking about? And every time they want to, dumbass, like, I don't want to say it ain't all the fan, but they want to roll. Yeah, oh my God.
Wow, this whole time I've been talking to my mic muted, I'm crying. I hate when that shit happen, yo. Damn. Wow, that's crazy. Yo, listen, man. Hitman is definitely making some great valid points right now. I will say I have spoke to several people that's been in the house, and they all said that, yo, this is some of the best treatment they ever got in battle rap. So he ain't lying about that. I just feel... the disconnect with, I don't even think, because I see a lot of people support, I supported it. I just finished watching it. Actually, it's a video, because I seen on I think DNA Tooth page, one of the dudes in there, because we talked about this on the radio show. We already talked about the Tay Rock joining the radio show. I already broke down that. Then, it was another guy, they said, took a rhyme, and I watched it, and I'm like, wow, that's great. But anyway, that's another point. I think Hitman Holla, I agree with him, man. I just feel like, but I understand the people that's outraged, though, because, well, not really the people, because I don't really see a lot of people outraged, but I understand, like, the bloggers and stuff, maybe that's outraged because they felt like it was going to be on TV. But at the end of the day, my nigga, he's doing something that nobody else is that nobody's doing right now. You know what I mean? He could have easily did this crib. He could have got him. He could have got all the top tiers. They could have put something together. They could have did some real quick shit, got a bag, got the shit lit, all that. But he chose to not take not only the mid, like, new guys that I never heard of Yogi. I never heard of Peanut. I never heard of some of these guys that's been on the show. And he's giving them a spotlight that they have not received, man. Snake Eyes, even though Snake Eyes been buzzing this whole year, Snake Eyes, Bad News. If you watch the first episode, man, Bad News is on this motherfucker like a star. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know they said whoever won, but I feel like Bad News is on that from every episode I've seen from Bad News. I feel like Bad News has been applying pressure. I feel like he's been fired. They even did a challenge. You know, listen, I spent my $6. I know this shit word for word. I know the whole 1 minute and 23 seconds of the episode. They did a challenge in which, I think, fuck it, KD and I don't even know the brother name, the light-skinned dude with the short mustache, they were supposed to be there at 4 o'clock. They ain't show up to like 6:30. He did a fake challenge on them, and Bad News, I thought Bad News was fire even in the fake challenge, man. So I think we definitely need to support our people, man. I think we should, we definitely need to support our people a little bit better. But let me hear. Because at the end of the day, it's $6. You know what I mean? It's $6. It ain't even about supporting Hitman. You supporting an up-and-coming rapper, man. You supporting somebody that could possibly be the next top star. And you supporting them from ground zero. So I definitely feel like, they said ain't Peanut, Charlie Clips, little brother. I have no clue. I'm be honest with you, I do not even know that brother. I'm keeping it a stack. I don't know him. I my first time hearing him about him was on his show. But I definitely feel like, you know, it's marketing, man. Somebody said caffeine got to spoil you. Yeah, but then caffeine got you spoiled for one day, 3 hours. And then guess what? Your ass got to go cop that app to keep watching the battles or try to watch a bootleg or try to watch somebody read. Like, you got to stop it, man. Somebody says when the whole season come out, I'll pay for the app. I don't mind that either. If y'all checking out the app right now, they got the app right now has like a preview episode where they like put together. It's kind of like a spoiler. Like if I still bought the app, I watched it, but I guess they're going to break down each episode, but this was like the best of all. So if you watch it, they got a best of on there. It's kind of fire, man. I ain't going to lie. It's super fire. They say, yo, Bull Cave Gang. Okay. Yo, Bull has put URL proving grounds. Okay. And with all that being said, I still didn't know the nigga. I knew him from the Hitman Holler joint. So, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, Caffeine got way more investors. Like, let's just be honest, man. So, you know, y'all definitely got to, I feel like, give him a little slack. Let me hear it, because he kind of going crazy, though. Let me hear this.
Man, how the fuck can you badmouth a battle rap pioneer? That don't make sense. I'm the only nigga that started in 2009 that got on TV and is still here. It's a few more, but the level I do it on, me. I've been headlined since 2010.
And that's crazy, bro, because if you walk away from the culture, he Hollywood, you need to remember where he came from. But then when you try to give back to the culture, it's complaints.
They try to treat me like I'm an outsider, like I'm trying to get money from the culture. I can just say, fuck a rat. I can just say, fuck it. I don't want to do no rat issues. Just pay me my $250,000 that's going to cost me or more to battle. Then y'all holler at me. Then you really mad. I don't say nothing about the culture. Just come back and get a $500,000 for 2 battles and leave. I can do that. Some other niggas do that. That ain't Hitman. So how the fuck could you raise your nose up at me? Idiots. I make more money than every fucking battle rapper that ever did this. It ain't a battle rapper that ever made more money than me. Nobody. And I'm still in battle rap right now today. You can book Hitman, holler up the price right tomorrow, and I come, put on a show, and I leave. How the fuck can you tell me I'm trying to scam from the culture? What sense do that make? Bitch ass niggas. You niggas hoes, bro. That's why this battle rap culture never moves. Y'all niggas want to fight amongst yourselves and instead of letting the shit grow. Idiots.
First off, whoever was the host of that Spaces, dude, man, let him rant. All right? He don't need all that extra sizzle on it. Let him rant. Damn. I mean, hey, he right. I ain't see nothing he said that was wrong yet. I'm going to be honest, man. I feel like this culture, I just feel like, I don't know if it's Spaces. I don't know if it, and I don't even want to blame Spaces. I don't know what it is, but everybody got an opinion now. And it's like, yo, we don't all got to have an opinion. Even me, I don't comment on a lot of shit because I just feel like I'm going to either talk about it on the radio show, but like I don't always got to have an opinion right off rip for something. Like you could let something marinate. You could let something bubble up. You know what I mean? Like, what? Come on, we wilding out. Fuck. This culture complains about everything. I don't feel like this culture complains about everything at all. I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like certain people in the culture, it has the ability to create a narrative. And then when they create, because they're, you know, they're powerful. So when they create a narrative, they now can spin people that tune into them because now they start thinking like that. And then that's how you spin a narrative. He said something about Drake, though. He said Drake, I wanted to kind of hear that. Hold up. Let me see.
This is crazy, bro. My mom. Talking about, I just want to get this shit out of my chest. I'm going to never speak on this shit again. I just want to get this shit out of my chest because I'm tired of I don't like niggas. One thing I don't play with is my name, bro.
Hey, man. What up, man? I'm glad you vetting entertainment is to find a way to have fun.
Exactly, bro. How would I look putting a battle rap on TV and all you're gonna hear is beep, 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 beep. I wouldn't even sell. I wouldn't even care if MTV came to me and told me they'd give me $5 million to put it on. It doesn't make sense. You can't even enjoy the battles. They ain't in these meetings thinking. I'm thinking about all that, bro. The best place for battle rap is a new TV streaming company where we can put it out how we want. Motherfuckers can curse for 2 hours straight. You're going to hear every curse word. That's what battle rap is. Battle rap is not mainstream rap where you can bleep out the bad words and still you can't never watch a battle like that. Ever.
Never.
I never said that. They keep trying to lie. I don't know if y'all took it like that. That was y'all fault. From day one, I said it was going to be on every streaming platform. I said you're going to be able to download and watch it on Hulu, Roku, Samsung TV, Apple TV, Xbox One. That's what I always said. I never said it's going to be on national television. That ain't make sense.
Exact words, too.
Those are your exact words.
I mean, so if that was his exact words, what are we talking about? If he said it's going to be on every major streaming platform, which it still can be, what are we talking about? I'm not going to lie. That first episode for $6, that first episode was worth it. I keep it all the way real. You know what I mean? I ain't got no allegiance to nobody. That first episode was definitely fire. It was worth it. I thought Bad News did crazy good. I thought Snake Eyes did crazy good. Cali Smooth. I thought Cali Smooth, his intro video to when he rapped to get in the house was super fire. He said something about like in Atlanta, which y'all pay for apes, we get out west, we pay for out, which is facts. I don't know, you know, when you buy weed in a lot of these places, you're not paying for the weed. You're paying for the process of nigga me smuggling this shit to get to you. That's what you're paying for. But overseas, yeah, it is way cheaper. So, I mean, you know, LA, shit like that, it is way cheaper. So I was fucking with Cali Smooth was talking about in that one. That was fire. He said, yeah, it's $6, man. All right, so I see the verdict of this one. So we can go to the next one because I kind of see the chat. Y'all all agreeing or like what Hitman is talking about. Nigga said Polo trying to get unblocked. Yo, Hitman got me blocked. Nah, he got blocked. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I did to Hitman. I'm going to keep it real. But, hey, I can only be myself, you know? We'll meet one day. Niggas complain that they don't want to pay. Exactly. Everything ain't free no more, man. Like, I don't know if y'all noticed, it costs to be outside. Like, nothing is free no more. And if it is free, you should enjoy it, because that shit ain't going to be free for long. So, yeah, L.A., yeah, it's facts. L.A., weed is way cheaper in L.A. That's a fact. He said, but yeah. But how he gonna be on Hulu and charge money for Coastal Rain? That don't make sense. He ain't explaining the full rollout. So, okay. So what I think, okay. So I understand what that's being said. But what I think he's trying to say is, I think he's trying to say that they have a whole season. They have what their stuff. What they have. What they have. And Hulu right there. Okay. Yeah, I just think he means, like, Hulu maybe is going to purchase it, or maybe they might purchase the season and put it on there. And then if you're a member with Coastal Rain, you probably will have the option of just being able, once you, like, for example, ESPN, right? I'm a member of, I have Optimum. So with ESPN, like, if I go to log in on ESPN, it'll ask me, if when I want to watch something, it'll ask me for my League Pass information. If I don't have League Pass, I can purchase it, or it will say, if you have Optimum or your TV provider, sign in to your TV provider. And then what happens is, I sign into my TV provider. I already pay separately cable. I pay Optimum separately. So when I sign in, I get to see everything for free. And it's not really for free because I'm paying Optimum, but because Optimum have a deal that they worked out with ESPN, which I can now go log into ESPN. So I think it's going to be simple. I think it's going to be somewhat similar to that. I think it would be similar to that. And like I said, that first episode was cooking. That first episode was low-key worth it. It says, if it goes to Hulu, all the stuff we like as battle rap fans will be edited out. That's actually incorrect. Atlanta is one of my favorite shows with Childish Gambino. It's an amazing show. Some of the topics he talks about, it's very, very, you know what I mean? Like, it's very. Some of the topics he talked about can get edited out on a lot of platforms, and it don't. So I don't think Hulu, I don't think they do that. And, fam, they just had Jeffrey Dahmer on Netflix eating and cooking bodies. If they could put that on Netflix, I don't want to hear nothing about rap. Jeffrey Dahmer was cooking up bodies. The chat going crazy. Hit the likes. Chat going crazy, man. Chat going crazy. Hit the likes. Hit the likes. Bill Collector be here in like 15. We gonna talk. The chat going crazy. Hit the likes. Now, all right. So we could dead that Hitman joint real quick. Now, it's another. I want to see something else real quick, man. Kit, my man Kit Slade. Let me see something real quick. Hold up. YouTube, Hulu, URL, Internet Bill, Netflix, then another Hitman app. Yeah, all these platforms are super cheap to afford. I mean, but you got to know your budget. You know, if you can't afford everything, then maybe you should work on your, you know what I mean? Like, hit up a friend. You got Netflix, right? It's no reason why you should, if you're a grown man laying pipe down, it's no reason you should be paying for Netflix if your shorty got Netflix. That's one. You shouldn't be, Hulu, Netflix, I could eliminate, I'm going to do some calculation for you. I could eliminate this right now for you. If you a man and your shorty got Hulu, she got Netflix, hey, send that. You a grown man paying for all these apps. Get your ass a girl. You bugging. I just did some budget cuts for you right there. URL app, I ain't gonna lie, I can't help you with that. I don't know. They got some extra coding on that shit. I tried to get my shit out to my cousin. That shit knocked me and him off. I had to redo the whole joint. I said, oh no. Oh man. Jay Black, what up, man? I see my guy Jay Black. It's sad that controversy takes away from actually talking about or appreciating what's happening during the premiere. And that's what I'm trying to say. Because with all this being said, that premiere was so fire. Like, salute to Avocado, man. Avocado, man, is doing, man. Avocado really be doing a lot of great work in battle rap, man. with Chrome 23. I just was chopping it up with him at Chrome 23. He's doing that. RB, like, he's Avocado's doing a lot, man. He making this shit look right. I definitely want to salute Ruin Your Day TV. But like I'm saying, man, y'all grown ass men. I don't know what's going on down there in that department, but put it to work. Put it to work. All right? You put it to work. That's all I'm saying. Y'all niggas talking about y'all process of eliminating shit, man. I just helped you. Nigga said Avocado bounced back after that caffeine box out. I mean, hey, man, shit happens, man. URL went with a new company. The new company have their own video team. It is what it is. It's part. It's business. It ain't nothing personal. It's business. I don't want to take him on. I'm taking you on. I don't want to take him on. It's business, man. So I wasn't really too mad at both parties for that. Hitman put in work for this battle rap. Yeah, $6 is worth it, period. Now, I can see if this some shit where, like, a lot of y'all might be new fans and shit like that. But back, it was like this era where, like, once every 3 months, a nigga would come with, like, a crazy bag. Like, I think it was, like, Alki David. It was, like, all these kind of people come with crazy bags. They'll throw a crazy event, the shit'll flop, and they'll disappear. I can see if it was one of them niggas. We talking about Hitman. Come on. We talking about Hitman. How many classics Hitman done gave us, man, for free? That we done seen for free on YouTube. Somebody said $6 a month, I got kids to feed. Then split it with somebody, man. I ain't gonna lie. $6 a month, you got kids to feed. I ain't gonna lie. Get your priorities together. I wouldn't even be watching Battle Rap. If I'm worried about that. If I'm putting them two together, oh yeah, I ain't watching Battle Rap. Battle Rap gotta wait. It's cool. I'll be back. They said my son used my URL app all day. See, I gotta put that URL app on your Xbox. Now the whole house can watch it. I'm just saying. Yeah, I ain't gonna front facts. Facts. Fuck that. Feed your kids. Don't watch that shit. What happened to Yak Man? I have no clue. I have no clue. I definitely want to get into this though. Hold on. Let's switch the temperature up real quick before Bill Collector pulling up. Let's switch the temperature up real quick, man. Let me get my guy Kid Slay. What's hold up, man?
Artist in the town. Might get a poor DDC t-shirt. Rep in the town. Yes, we're ready. Bars on
9-5.
Shit, let's work.
Love talk, man. Let's get right to it, man. Yo.
Yo. We here, man. It's your boy Kid Slay, Hartford, Connecticut, CT shit. Stand the fuck up, 860-203-959. You already know. We here, man. Free the guys. Ty Nitty, what up? Shout out to 24 on the beat. Thanks for having me, man. Let's do it. Hey, yo. You the fraud type, you looking for Dior price. I need off-white, stash it right by the exhaust pipes. Had a hard life, built it from nothing like Fortnite. With a big on my passenger seat like March 9th. Check the process, I really had the mindset to go pick up some powder in the mic to get the process. Pulled up in that unidentified super fly shit, cause I pull legend out the water like it's Loch Ness. That white girl was dancing in the pot, I'm talking rockets. I need the 9-11 off the lot, I want the concept. You niggas talking nonsense, I really made corporate decisions inside of Pyrex. You either you gon' starve, you niggas ain't pick a side yet, right. But worry about where I've been. It's risky. I'm locked up doing 3 while my celly serving 60. I don't put in so much work, I get to heaven, they gon' frisk me. I'm a motherfucking shooter till they end me. All praise to the re-up. Cocaine slab, so we up. Double-edged sword chopping the brick. Feel like
that nigga said he put in so much work at heaven, they gon' frisk me. Oh shit. That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That was crazy. This beat Thraka, but that was crazy. Let's keep it going. Man, and this, I do got you. This is YouTube Prime. Come on, man. We got YouTube Premium. I don't know why it's showing ads. I'm going to be real. I don't know why this shit showing ads.
Caprino, right. I need all mine, just give me some time. I make believers holiday, I celebrate the first time. I bought a Nina, shorty trying to play a part. She know that I don't need it. She acting kind of funny, she feeling like I'm a leaper. Cause I emptied out the safe and I spent it all on Christina. Hop in the pot with the plan, jumped out with Mona Lisa. Right. Nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nah, he got more. I know he got
what we
more.
Doing? Oh, yeah, we definitely here. No. We definitely here, man. One more time. Let's get to it, man. Hey, yo, shout out to 2-4 on the beat. Rest in peace to the 2-4. Rest in peace, Big Chili. Rest in peace, KKGS Reek. Free the guys. Shout out to Rome for the ones and twos, man. Let's get it. I ain't worried about propaganda, we serving in cocking hammers. They sent it to my mans, he drove it up from Atlanta. We need shooters round my way, recruiting like Alabama. I hit a nigga head, it's gonna turn him to panorama. I ain't arguing with none of y'all, fuck every one of y'all. The season really butterball, let's get a gun involved. Beat a body, only to touch it, catch another charge. It ain't over, we just gonna say he took some summers off, pulled us over. Life sentence was hitting in the car, paranoia. Nerves twitching, I sent the nigga off, you were gonna catch a shorty and clip a nigga broad, real love, cop the brick and I'm digging in it raw. He's sitting in the church with a body, that boy sinner. That nigga had potential but maxed out as a killer. I really wanna turn this crack house to a villa and take it from the trap to the league like Percy Miller. Got a trophy on my neck so my niggas considered winners. No mask on my face as I stand over the blender. Hit your ass with a cape and stand over you, nigga. I'll be gone to November for taking off in December. Don't really think you see it the same if it was yours. This game ain't for the soft cocaine, what I endorse. Pretty bitches giving me brains up in the Porsche. I hold the heat down like Wade before LeBron. Look, I spot you niggas and send the guys dead. Pull up on your corner and turn it to Times Square. Poppy pulled up on us and hit me with 9 squares. So the diamonds on me hitting like the 85 biz. See, baby got it on them, stuff it in the Montclair. You act like you retarded, we leaving you guys here.
Right.
If I make it to the top, I'm bringing my guys there. These pussy ass niggas need bibs and high chairs. 7.
Yo, he said.
What we doing, man?
Yo, he said.
Hey, yo, Rome, what up, Rome? What we doing, Rome? Turn me up a little bit, man.
Oh, he got more. Offer, what's up?
Yo, bring me for the top. Bring me for the top. Bring me for the top, bro.
Offer, what's up?
Bring me for the top, baby. Yo. Uh-huh. Let's do it. These niggas worried about a bag that reads C on C. They trying to get my man's life for selling D on D. So we showed up to the trial 100 deep plus me. And took over half of the court like a 3-on-3. They screaming life, my team of lawyers screaming, we gon' see. Don't even think about starving, nigga. We gon' eat, put feet on cheek. Leave a nigga sleep on street. And the ladder inside the chopper hanging 3-4 feet. Cheap on cheap. No, I was in Nike Tech in the beam, but we gon' sleep. But I'm making dialect with my heater plug. Seen that I was lost, enlightened me with a knee. Then I went to flood the block and they likened it to Katrina, right. Nigga. See, you got it. It just ain't this. D's rating, and I'm praying that my strip ain't next. Cause I post up with the China till a brick ain't left. My favorite fiend smoke China like a Squid Game breath. How you gonna argue with results? All this raw, I start a coat. I paint a picture with this trap shit. I'm an artist with this dope. You hustling niggas do little. I'm arguing for mo. You oughta feel like a do little. You talking to the goat. Look, goons killing everything. Niggas done lost morale. Shots through your rib cage, fucking up your anatomy. The merger was a tragedy. Shit, we had triple beam dreams in the digital scale reality. My man Joe Jackson, the murder on technicality. You getting good with me and I might the double your salary. Plug pull of cash, European coupe and a cardigan and bow tie, smiling with a back. Niggas only rap what they see, don't know the half of me. I came from 95 with my team. I got the strap with me. You fucking with me in what degree? In the audacity, I operate with that white girl like Grey's Anatomy. And 7, man, we here.
Hey, yo, Rome.
Thanks for having me.
I think he the only rapper that did.
Oh man, God damn. God damn. That nigga went crazy. God damn. I ain't gonna lie, he do sound like Banks. That first one, his lyrics was super fire. I just didn't like the beat. The second and third, oh yeah, you Rome, whoever you are, you warmed it up. Good job, Rome. God damn. Man, I would love to hear Benny. Nigga said Benny and Kid. Yo, if y'all, Ghost of Whitney, man, make sure y'all check that out. Ghost of Whitney is a project he dropped, I believe. He dropped that during COVID, man. That shit, Pyrex, he got a lot of joints on there that's super fire, man. He's a dope. He's like super dope, man. Y'all should really check him out for real. Damn. That was kind of crazy, man. It just sucked that you gotta see Tay Rock, man. I think it's too soon for that battle. I ain't gonna lie. That's a little bit too soon. I ain't gonna lie, kid. I think you probably should have waited the next year, man, for that one. I think that one should have been the next year battle. It's sunny as hell outside. I think that one should have been the next year battle, but Jesus Christ. You know, maybe this going to be one of the battles where it happened and they could rematch down the road. Somebody said, I don't think it's too soon. I could be wrong. I just feel like with him, off of stumbles... I can see it. He beat Tay Rock, then he could go see he could probably see Easy. But I would have thought that would have been reversed, man. I would have thought, you know what I mean? And also T-Top wanna battle him too. That'd be crazy too, him versus T-Top. What y'all think? What y'all think? T-Top or Kid? Who y'all got? Slade or T-Top? Somebody said Rock might get a 30. T-Top, Easy, then Rock. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought Rock... They say all the drug talk niggas want to battle each other. I thought Rock might catch a gentleman 30. Slade versus T-Top is red. I'm telling you, man, T-Top versus Slade would be a classic. T-Top versus Loso would be cool too, but I want to see Top back in that element, man. I feel like one of my favorite battles, T-Rex versus T-Top, man. That was a fire battle. We kind of make them know. We be like, ooh, he got to see Goods in this one and that one. Nah. I would love to see Kid and Goods in a 2-on-2 right now. Give me Kid Slade and Goods in a 2-on-2 right now versus Tay Rock and Easy. What's up? Gun titles, what's up? Let's do that. Because Easy, I feel like Easy and Goods, y'all got some shit y'all want to get off y'all chest anyway. Double Impact, what's up, man? Let's do that. Easy. See, that'd be crazy right there. If Kid can't hang with Rock, he can't hang with Top. Kid needs to incorporate more dynamics into his performance. What's more dynamic than the watch this? Like, what do we got to do? Like, I felt like all the critiques I personally had on Kid, and I'm mad as hell I wasn't in town. I wasn't on that. The Kid Slade interview. I'm sorry. I was at the Nets game. I'm mad as hell I wasn't on that interview. But all the questions that I had for him, I think he answered in that stumbles battle, man. I thought in the stumbles battle, he had a lot of angles. He had a lot of crazy shit. Like, he was performing. I thought he was an even better performer than Stumbles. Stumbles was the guy that everybody said was going to outperform him. Somebody said, that's fire, Polo. You should get a percentage of that. Nah, man. Goods and Easy. Goods and Kid Slade would definitely be. Okay, bet. Bill Collector pulling up right now. Okay. My God. Oh, shit. This nigga got 45,000 computers, man. Listen, man. My God. Fresh off, I'm hearing was a great battle with Rum Nitty. He's having a pretty good year himself, man. Fresh, and don't forget, he got that guap. let me get my guy Bill Collector. What up?
Oh man, you know I can't call it step by step like an alcoholic. What's the word, you heard?
Oh, your setup kind of fire. You making me want to upgrade my shit a little bit. Hold up.
Oh yeah, niggas definitely gonna have to get 70 inch. I think it's a 60-65 MacBook, Chromebook, PC over here, PS5 did, my caffeine stream, all that shit on there so I can see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm around like 3 minutes plus crowd reaction, man. Then I got my monitor over here. I got my Alexa, show me my front door. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you got a little man cave over there, man. Listen, I next year I'm gonna have some shit, man. I'm because of big your hun, set, yes,
big hun bun on the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
big okay hun on the wall.
That's fire.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I gotta step my shit up. Okay, I ain't gonna front. You gonna make me put a 90 inch right here.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, it feels different. Even if you don't use that bitch, it's like, yeah, that's a 90 inch.
Yo, talk to me, man. Traffic, how was it? Arizona.
Yo, that whole event was super lit. You know what I'm saying? The only battle that you could say was clear was Tink and Loso, because Tink ain't get rounds. But every battle was like that, nigga. Like, I'm talking about Yoshi G versus RX was like that. Jaden Nightwing versus Nunna was like that. Like, but I just felt like the crowd kind of lost. It lost the crowd for a little bit, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But it was still like that. Even like Loso and Tink, Loso was bugging on Tink. It just didn't look that good because Tink couldn't get his rounds out.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking She versus Kid Chaos. Man, I can't wait for that battle to drop, dog. Like, you know how you say you can't wait for a battle to drop, but even when it drop, you don't find time to watch that motherfucker because there's so much other shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm gonna find some time to rewatch that motherfucker.
Yeah, they saying that was battle of the night, I think.
I would say that was battle of the night just because it was the only unbiased battle in the building. It wasn't no East Coast, West Coast. It wasn't no hometown versus away game. It wasn't none of that. It was just two niggas that's not from there that people fuck with that could rap, that got the rap in front of this crowd. And it was just complete unbiasedness from the crowd. You know, that's what make a battle of the night for real. At, like, when everybody just fucks with both parties. You dig what I'm saying? So that was definitely battle of the night, man.
Wait, you can move, Bill. You can move a little closer, Paul. The mic, I can't really hear you. Like, it's a little.
Hold on.
Whatever you just, you just move it. Yeah.
You can hear me, right? Nah, I didn't move. I didn't move it. I turned that motherfucker up. You hear me? I mean, you gotta get you one of these, bro.
Yeah. I got a soundboard. I just don't know how to connect it.
Marco. You gotta get you one of these, gang.
Oh yeah, send me the link. Send me the link to that.
I got you.
But so you saying that was the only battle was unbiased. So let's get to your battle.
And my battle was like everything I thought it would be plus some. Like, I, for one, let's get this out there. I wrote Rapid because I didn't expect any crowd reaction. I thought it was going to be 100% biased. I thought I was about to walk into like the Geechee versus Mook type situation. I thought they was going to give revenge for the Sirius Jones nigga, even though I don't even know that nigga like that. Ah, nigga, they show super love out there, dog. Like, I'm stopping like every other bar. Rum stopping like every other bar. It was like that. Man, so the first round, Rum, I won the coin toss. Rum don't be winning coin tosses. I noticed that. I studied that nigga battles. Oh, yo, this nigga don't be winning coin tosses, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I won the coin toss.
He picked the same shit, tails.
I picked tails. It was tails.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I won the coin toss. He went first. He's wilding, bro. He's bucked from the rip. He's bugging, bro. Don't ask me what bars he said in the first. I can't remember. I just know this nigga was fucking bugging. I had to rap. And I start bugging. And they like, in shock that I'm bugging her, and that let me know that niggas ain't been watching all year. That feels good to know that y'all niggas really don't be paying attention, because it makes my job easier. I'm bugging. They're going nuts. They can't believe I'm bugging. And I hit this Maxwell bar where I hit the Maxwell note, nigga. Like, like I hit the note, nigga. They building stupid, boy. Bar of the night, boy. What is they talking about? Bar of the night. You know what I'm saying? Moment of the night. Building was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me nothing, nigga. I got that first round. It was, like, obvious, nigga. I shook the fucking, they was going stupid. It took them a minute to gain their composure and shit, you feel me? So, boom. From there, second round. Second round was crazy on both sides, but I felt like Nitty kind of took that kind of clear, second round.
Mm-hmm.
Wild, and his second rounds be kind of, like, invincible. I don't see too many people. I studied all his battles before we battled. I never seen nobody really get over him in the second round. So from there, the third round, Nitty's bugging. I'm waiting for the nigga to cool down. You know how a nigga bug for two rounds, and the third round, it's like, all right, nigga, rush some layups, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? He would have shot 83s, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This nigga's still bugging. So I'm like, all right, perfect, because I know personally I'm bugging. But also, I'm in my mind, while he's rapping, I'm still, like, writing bugging type shit. Like, I'm thinking of all this shit to say because of the way the crowd is starting to act. Like, because the crowd wasn't biased until, like, the second round when they remembered. Like, oh, shit, nigga, we here for Nitty. What the fuck is we doing, bro? You're that nigga hot, man. Fuck that. We here for Nitty. Like, so, boom, they try to get their bias on. So I start rapping at them niggas my third round. I took, like, all the hate. I start talking to niggas in the crowd and rapping about the shit they saying, like, all that shit, bro. And that shit just, like, Nitty was like, yo, I gave you that third. That shit was ridiculous. Crowd. And I was like, man, this nigga got the third. And I feel like I took the first.
Wait, your joint just went out.
What you mean my joint went out? You can't hear me?
Yeah, you good now. You good now.
Oh, all right. You about to have me go choke somebody out near my internet box. Who the fuck near the internet box?
Wait, so you said, all right, so you said you felt you got the first. He definitely got the second.
And he told me, he said himself that I got the third. So that had me like, damn, I know this motherfucker's about to be arguing about this. This is 2-1 play. Because I didn't know how, like, I felt like I got the first. I didn't know about the last two. I felt good as fuck about the whole battle. I didn't, you know, when you lost the battle, you know how you feel when you lost, nigga. You understand what I'm saying? You know how you feel when you won, nigga. I felt good, dog. Like, everybody in the building hype, Smack grabbed me by the back of the fucking shirt. Welcome back, nigga. Welcome, baby. On real nigga time, nigga. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That must have felt good. Fact.
I mean, that just let me know. That let me know, because Smack not going to do all that and say all that shit if you was ass.
Yeah, definitely.
Or if you wasted time and money. You feel me? Bro, yeah. The respect was there. The love was there, bro. We got invited to every strip club in the city on the arm. Niggas offering us bottles and tables and shit. Motherfucking nightclubs. I got booked for like 2 hostings in 1 night, nigga. It was a lot of love, bro. And I went down there and I stood my motherfucking ground, held my own, bro. And I'm going back out the West to battle another West Coast nigga. Lil Slat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Slat, man.
Lil Slat?
Lil Slat. Why not? That's how I'm closing my year out. I got Rosenberg next in Philly. And then I'm battling a little slap in LA, man.
Hold up. Okay. Now, wait, okay, little slap. We gonna talk about that. No, you got on your name number one Cody. I just had Danny Myers on the show the other day, like last week. And right. He said that he's number one and he don't even think it's close. He say maybe Swamp will probably be the closest.
That's crazy. Neither one of them won 100 bands, but all right, continue.
How do you feel being that you at you? How do you feel about Cody?
I feel like neither one of them niggas won 100. Neither one of them want to hun bun in unfamiliar territory at that. Neither one of them, persevered like I did, gang. Like, salute to both of them. They both had crazy years. The argument is going to be retarded. The argument is going to be there. But, bro, I feel like it's a long mile, bro, between me and anybody else, because I have yet to take an official clear loss, a judged loss, or an embarrassing loss. Like, I keep seeing niggas putting JC above me. How? He got embarrassed. That is yet to happen to the bill collector, nigga, man. I've yet to put on anything that doesn't fit. I'm not just spending money because I got it. That boy showed up with a 6X Amiri hoodie on and got smoked out. He got slimered out in front of everybody. Nose white. Come on, man.
What?
Come on, man.
Do you feel right now you've done enough to even, like, to, do you, okay, do you think it's clear cut, or do you think it's going to be a debate for number one?
Do I think I've done enough? I've main evented on two main leagues in 1 year. It was almost three, but we took the Rosenberg Raw battle with Stiz, and damn near main event every battle, though. Like, every card, I'm damn near main event. You see my name on it. I'm the fucking headliner. It ain't like I'm some undercard nigga had a good battle. It ain't like, oh, I'm... Niggas wasn't even main event in the tournament.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Polo. Like, come on, bro. Like, let's really look at this shit, bro. Niggas wasn't even main event in the tournament, bro. Like, niggas is just now getting these... Like, come on, bro. I've been main event all year. Everything I do, headline. You dig what I'm saying? I'm making the card, bro. I make these cards, bro. Like, I'm battling niggas in their own hoods that everybody's saying no to. You know what I mean? Niggas said no to Rum, bro. There's a couple blogs that's going to drop, too, where Rum is name-dropping niggas that said no to him after the battle. No cap. And it's some heavy names. It's some of the names y'all niggas is arguing with me about. I don't get it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't understand.
I think people were just in fear of biasness that could potentially happen battling Romney in Arizona.
I loved it. And it wasn't as biased as I thought it was going to be. That shit was, they showed me a lot of motherfucking love, man. And shout out to Rum. After the session, man, after the battle, me and Rum and Chess had a crazy studio session, some shit we working on. I got to hit up Rum and see what's the deal with that. But we recorded some crazy shit. So,
oh, yeah. I got to hear that. So
I'm going to send you a snippet of that, John, bro. Rum dropped a little clip, but I'm going to send you a better snippet.
Is the Rosenberg three rounds or it was one round?
Three rounds.
Is this a serious battle or y'all going to be playing around?
We're going to be joking and hitting each other with pot, cream, fucking pies and seltzer water out of flour on a shirt. Like, what you think is about to happen? What the fuck you think about to happen, bro? What shit coming there and play around and piss everybody off?
Because I'm going to be pissed off. Y'all niggas get up there and start joking and doing this Philly joking shit. I'm going to be mad as hell.
Nah, bro. Niggas is about to talk to each other's souls. I know that boy got shit he want to say to me. I got shit I want to say to that boy. Yeah.
They said volume. They saying volume is in January, man. What's up with JC and you? You and JC?
I don't know. What's up with it, man?
I would like to see that, man. I think that's another good matchup. I think y'all both been having incredible years.
Go to his crib with some scissors and cut him out of that hoodie and help him get out of that fucking hoodie and get on fucking stage. Man, he's been trapped in that hoodie since the fucking battle, Polo, and nobody's helping him. Nobody say, yo, somebody go check on that man, bro. He's in there right now fighting in that hoodie like, he's making punch lines, literally punching that hoodie because that hoodie cost him his life. And y'all keep putting that nigga near me and comparing that nigga to me, man. I don't give a fuck about what that nigga did in that tournament. My tournament was 10 times more difficult than that. I wasn't battling amongst my peers with niggas from my city as judges. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to break that shit down any better. Like, niggas that say I'm hate. It's not hate, it's facts. See, this is what y'all been programmed to do. Y'all been programmed to hear facts is hate. Oh, he's telling the truth. Oh, he's hating. Like, nah, tighten the fuck up, man. Y'all niggas need to get it together. You hear me? Like, bottom line, facts is facts. I went and battled a bunch of niggas that in a league that I've never been on that don't really favors for niggas. You understand what I'm saying? There's no disrespect to them, but some of they top niggas and the niggas that be winning is different ethnicities. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I went over there and did my fucking thing. Never been over there before. Battle all they top, day top niggas. You know what I'm saying? The top niggas that they all that they was offering. I battled all the best ones out of the tournament. You know what I'm saying? Came back with a check. Back on URL, headline, first battle back, headline versus the number one nigga on the app in his city. Don't die or get embarrassed. No 3-0 chance, no booze, no none of that. Debatable battle, which means I won, in my opinion, because y'all said I was going to fucking die. You understand what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Come on, bro. It's no fucking comparison, bro.
What do you say?
In the meantime, won a tournament, got the battle he's been chasing for the past 7 years, and got embarrassed. That didn't happen to me. I got Hitman after all that chasing, and what happened?
Y'all had a classic.
Whooped his ass. Polo.
It was a classic.
Yeah, a classic ass whooping.
That's when you premiered your new style.
No, it wasn't.
To me, it was.
I went up there and I had 100% facts. They was funny, yes, but they was true. It was all the truth. Everything I said was true. No fabricated gun bars. No bars about no punches and shit that I didn't throw. No bars about no gangster shit. All facts. Attacking my opponents. And yeah.
What do you say to people that say that JC had tougher opponents in his tournament?
Congratulations. What the fuck wrong with these niggas, bro? Like,
what? I mean, that's a valid question.
I gotta realize y'all talking to a nigga that was raised between Norristown, Philly, Harlem, the Bronx, and Brooklyn. Like, my attitude is nasty, boy. Like, my self-confidence is ridiculous, boy. Like, real rap. I would have been the first nigga in line trying to pick that Thor hammer off the ground. Like, yo, get the fuck out the way, boy. My self-confidence is through the roof. Like,
what? Talk to me. What?
Congratulations.
What's next for Bill Collector? Like, you got the Rum Nitty battle out the way. I'm hearing good things.
I got Rosenberg. I got Lil Slap.
Why did you take that Lil Slap battle?
Because why not? For one, this is how I look at Lil Slap. For one, all right, let me say this. I've been starstruck 3 times in my life. One was meeting Jay-Z. Another was when I met Lil Uzi Vert by accident, standing outside my hotel in L.A. smoking some weed. The nigga bought my floor, so he had to come ask me, could I change rooms? Would I agree to it? The nigga bought my whole floor out. And came out there and asked me himself. Said, yo, you be rapping. I said, yeah. He didn't know who I was. It wasn't like he was like, yo, you Bill Clinton. But he was like, you be rapping and shit. I was like, yeah. He's like, I could tell you stand like a rapper. You out here smoking rapper weed. And we laughed and shit. Nigga bought my floor out. I was starstruck. The third time I was starstruck was the first time I ever seen Lil Slap in person. I said, oh, shit. That's the Lil Slap nigga, right? That little nigga like fucking 14, 15 out here. That nigga got a fucking 50-year lifespan. That's how I look at shit, Polo. I don't look at shit like, damn, there's some little kid rapping. I look at, yo, that's some young nigga that's already got a crazy resume that got 40 more years left in his career, and he's going to be one of them niggas, bro. Whether he hot, whether he not, Lil Slap going to be one of them niggas in some aspect here. He's too connected already. I was starstruck. I across the room, Polo. Lil Slap! He was like, Bill! We took pictures and shit. I got cool with his dad. I got cool with his mom. It's all love over there. So fucking right. Yeah, I battle you, little slab. He came and asked me all nice after the rum battle. Bill, would you battle? Because I know my dad asked you, but his dad asked me back like the summertime. And we locked. I was like, yeah, we could lock in and shit. But Lil Slap came and asked me, like, are you cool with this guy? I want to battle you. And man, yeah. Yeah. I dare anybody slander Lil Slap, man, or try shit on him. Or don't. I dare y'all niggas to tell Lil Slap no, he asked you to battle him. You try, nigga, no, man.
To put Lil Slap in the same category as Jay-Z and Lil Uzi Vert, that's new. That's new.
Only time I've been starstruck, bro. I know a lot of motherfuckers, man. Only time I've been starstruck, man.
What? Okay. And after these two battles, who's next on your hit list? I know you don't really like to do a hit list and shit like that, but who would you like to battle next year? What's your 2024 looking like? 2023, I'm sorry. I'm already a year ahead.
Happens. JC. And that A-Verb battle was just, I just, like...
Verb not gonna play with you, though.
I don't want him to. I don't want any of these niggas to play, bro, because I haven't been a fuck playing. What about what I've been doing to you, niggas, says play?
Okay.
Y'all see this face and think play? After what I've been doing to your peers, your friends, and family, taking all this money from y'all, y'all still see this face and think, play? God bless. Congratulations.
She happens, JC, A-Verb, you want to add Tay Rock. Oh, you trying to have a crazy year.
Rock. I don't know what's going on with Daylight's contracts or record labels or whenever
Daylight not battling no more.
Whenever you get your life together, Daylight. Whenever you get your life together. Rock, yeah, I don't know. And whatever else comes with that, man. I gotta do like 2-3 Gates of the Garden battles. Maybe a couple of Battle Academy joints. You feel me?
Well, I wanted to get your take because you also have a league. I know that you have Premier on the platform. What's your take on Bags and Body? Did you get a chance to check it out?
Bro, that shit is so fire, bro. That shit is fire, bro. Salute the Hitman. Salute the Coastal Reigns TV. Salute Avocado and them. I see y'all working, man. That shit is fire, man. Salute to all the participants. My nigga Snake Eyes. I'm hearing Snake Eyes cleaned up in that crib, man.
Yeah, I'm hearing he won a lot of money.
I'm hearing Snake Eyes cleaned up in that crib, man. And I'm proud of that nigga, man. Like I told him, man, I see where he came from in the beginning of his career to now, or even the shit that we went through and we were able to do for because we was men. And we talked about that shit as men, and we respected each other. Plus, I like the way the nigga rap. I like the way this nigga talk to niggas. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I was so adamant about him battling on Midnight Madness. And you see, he got there and he made a name for himself. You understand what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. So salute the Snake Eyes, man. Salute the everybody in the crib, J2, Yo Boy, Peanut, Gwitty. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got in that crib, and I ain't seen none of them stop working since. So, man, major salute to Hitman, man. That's a power move, man. I'm pulling up to the next joint. I'm pulling up, man. I got to come show up, whatever. Do a challenge, any of that. I just want to show some love for real. That shit is fire, nigga.
So yeah, man. Go ahead.
Not a shit we got called Sudden Death Battles. And this is more like a docu-series type, like one-round battle platform. Like, we really, like, really trying to open the eyes of new to the people, the new artists. We breaking talent. You dig what I'm saying? I'm officially a Crucible Scout now. My league is officially a Crucible Gate. So, yeah, that's what I just been working on and trying to build. Like, these episodes is real, like, documentary. Like, I'm really on some, I don't know, man. I just got a vision, and I'm executing it. And so, salute to everybody that's participating.
Man, yeah.
Reach out to me, and it happened.
Nah, it's dope. It's dope to see how, like, you know, like, the veteran battle rappers, you know what I mean? Like, the moves y'all making and stuff like that. That's dope to see. Would you enter any more tournaments, or you, your tournament days are behind you?
I'm the fucking king of tournaments. Fucking terrified of me in that. Let me get myself together. Let me act civil, man. Let me, because I'm foaming at the mouth, man. Don't. Tournaments.
You know, around. UM6 right around the corner.
I don't even mention tournaments around me. These niggas don't. You think they gonna call me for that? You think they gonna give me the chance? You think they gonna be like, yo, what about Bill Clinton? Bill, motherfuckers gonna pick their kids up and shit and start leaving. Don't mention my name in the same sense as tournament, bro. You mention my name, you hear some thundering and lightning. Niggas like, oh, what was that? You see tumbleweed go across the wah, 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 wah. Like, that's what I'm telling you, bro. Niggas do not listen. It's going, they're going to show the tournament, right? You're going to see the brackets, right? It's going to have all these crazy names. They're going to have the last name blank. They're going to put my name. Next thing you know, you're going to see all the other names just start disappearing. And they're going to need new niggas.
Man, they're going to throw you and JC round one.
That'll be the worst decision, bro, because he was getting smoked that whole tournament. And they was letting him slide. Nah. He beat.
I thought he lost the head ice battle though. I ain't gonna lie. I thought head ice won.
You think he beat she?
Yeah, I thought he beat she.
No, you didn't. Polo.
That was a crazy battle too.
I'm gonna let you rock, Polo, because you my boy. Like, we got history, bro. Like, we didn't been through some shit, but you lying.
The chat asking, why'd you forfeit the Holmesy?
Forfeit. I wouldn't call it a forfeit. Yo, I dead ass couldn't write for Holmesy, bro. Like, the shit we was both going through at the same time, and we was the only niggas helping each other, like, on some support shit. Like, nigga, it was, I almost didn't do the Nun-Nun battle. The Nun-Nun battle almost didn't happen type shit, nigga. I didn't write for it until, like, 2 days before. I wasn't getting out of bed. You understand what I'm saying? Holmesy mm-hmm. just lost his grandmom. I just lost LB. You dig what I'm saying? That shit just wasn't a good time, bro. So by the time we got to the Holmesy battle, bro, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I'm battling my brother. The shit wasn't there. It wasn't there. I had no energy. Now, if you listen to my bars, was I rapping? Yes. Did I choke, stumble, or slip? No. Were people dick eating a little bit? Of course they were, because I wasn't spazzing on him like Mike P. Why would I walk in there and spazz on Holmesy, my brother, like Mike P, a person who I don't like? So, you know, the people will have stupid ass comments like, why did you forfeit the Holmesy, or why am I eating dick in the comments? It was that was the part of his question, right?
Hey, why am I eating? Hey, leave my comments alone, man. Come on. Leave my comments alone. Yeah. They ain't bothering nobody.
Listen, it bothered me. You know what I'm saying? So I reiterate it. So my point is, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I never gave a fuck about that tournament from the rip once that situation happened with LB. Rest in peace, long little boss. The only reason I continue with the tournament is because the whole family was like, bro, L wants you to do this shit. Understand what I'm saying? So by the time we got to the Nun-Nun battle, nigga, I was done. It was just like, I got to keep going. I keep winning. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, damn, I forgot that. I didn't know that happened during the tournament. Okay.
That happened at the immediate beginning of the tournament. Holmesy grandmom died, and that LB situation happened. He passed. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was
your answer for that. I ain't give a fuck about none of that shit. And me not even giving a fuck about the tournament and still whooping everybody's ass and going all the way to the end, nigga, I won. So clearly I won two tournaments. Clearly I'm the king of fucking tournaments. Back to what I was saying before I was rudely interrupted by a typing ass nigga. I'm the king of this tournament shit. You hear me? So when my name get mentioned in the same sentence as tournament, lightning goes off in the background. You hear thunder across the mountaintops.
The sky gets dark. A tumbleweed goes across the street. People grab their friends, family, and kids, and they go inside the building. The saloon doors get closed. You hear, wah, 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 wah. Horses run off. It gets dark.
Yo, I'm too hot for this, man.
I'm the king of this tournament shit.
Yo, Bill, I'm gonna give you the ISO. I'm gonna let you get your shit off, and then we're gonna spin back next week with the whole clicking team. But I'm gonna give you the ISO real quick and then let you get your shit off. Here we go.
My guy, man, y'all already know the fucking vibes, man. It's Billiano the Dino, everybody's favorite African Americano. Double bar Bill, double tier Bill. If he ain't got a soul, you can never kill Bill. Huck, you know what I'm saying? BB gun Bill, be careful. I shoot your eye out. Richard Billy, you never know what time I'm on. You understand what I'm saying? Huck Turner, yeah, you heard me. The coolest cat in the room full of jive turkeys. The meanest among all the women from Venus. Counting cash, not taking no jazz. They fuck with me because I'm sucker free. Got in a fight with a bear. Made something to wear. Cooler than your nephews. Smoother than dress shoes. Turner, a.k.a. Honey Cake Billy. I don't got nothing for you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm around like 3 minutes plus crowd reaction. You do the math on that. That's a bar. And this is what we do. Black Compass motherfucking media. We in the building. You can follow me or everything else at Bill Collector PA, except for Twitter, because they hate me because I'm way too fly for these niggas. You understand what I'm saying? I could teach a chicken how to fly. I could teach a motherfucker with them little penguins. I could teach them niggas how to cook with grease.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm telling you. Bottom line, I'm the best to ever do this shit. Champion of the motherfucking year. I've been ripping and running from fucking coast to coast, fucking up some of y'all favorites, taking giant bags off of niggas' money that these niggas that they trying to mention in front of me will never see in their life type shit. And, you know, I'm not a cocky, ignorant-ass nigga, but I'm, like, really a cocky, ignorant-ass nigga. And I've been so humble for so long. I retired from that humble shit, gang. I retired from being humble. I'm out here, and I'm talking heavy. Whether you like it or not, you still got to pay me a lot of money.
Yo, my God, man. You funny as hell, man. Salute. We definitely. I'm going to tap back in with you.
You already know.
Yes, sir. Listen, man. Salute everybody in the chat. Hit the likes on your way out. Hit the likes on the way in. Run it up. Bill Collector just went crazy. We'll be back. We'll be back again next week. A lot to talk about. Radio show. We're going to have some interviews, some big interviews lined up for next week. The whole clicking team will be back, man. You know it's the holidays. You know, everybody out ripping and running and shit like that. Tone will be back next week. Cola will be back. Everybody, Drizzy Posey. If you check out the radio show we just did, the radio show was crazy. Salute to everybody again. Hit the likes. I'm out of here. Black Compass Media. Salute.